doing well.
Yep.
7 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. So Roberta is here, but she's going away next week. Jennifer's not here today. And Roberta's going to be gone, what, scuba diving or something?
Yeah, I'm going scuba diving in the Bahamas.
Really?
Yes.
Where else would you like to go besides the Bahamas?
Scuba diving? Oh, I would love to scuba dive the Red Sea. That is
really
going to be incredible. And the Great Barrier Reef.
That's, you know what I think would be a challenge?
On my bucket list. Yes.
Go to the Dead Sea and try to scuba dive.
Nothing there. Nothing there. I'm advanced open water, and Victoria's going to be getting her open water certification.
I'm so impressed, Roberta.
Yes.
And not only are you the queen of cheap, but you also don't float.
But I also don't float. That's, actually, I dive with about 13 pounds of weight.
Really?
Yep.
Perfect, Roberta.
I thought you lost all that weight on Metafast.
Yeah, right. You know, that's going to be interesting. Now that I lost this weight on the Metafast diet, I might need actually more weights to dive with.
I'll jump on your back and see if that works well. The law of averages today is on your side. It's Friday. The more you do as the week comes to a close, the greater your chance of being a success. Have you taken any risks this week, Roberta?
Oh, yes, every day.
Would you like to tell, what, every day there's some, but you're in New York, though.
I'm in New York. You take a risk just walking out the walk door in this street, town. Right. What, are you kidding me?
Yeah. What risks have you taken this week, Richie?
What risks? I had you in the studio for 2 days.
Right, there you
That's
go. Perfect.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Yeah, you never can tell. What
I tried a new hair color. That's always a risk.
Did you really?
Yeah. Really? What color is your hair now?
It's still like a blondish, but I want a little lighter.
Do you?
So
that's a big risk.
Will that lighter hair lighten up your step a little bit? Do you think you'll feel a little more like spring? You're putting a little spring in your step? Pick it up.
But that's always, you know, for a woman, that's always something that, you know, you look at the box and you go, should I, shouldn't I, should I, shouldn't I? You know,
here's my question. Does the color always come out exactly as the box?
No, never.
Never.
Never. Never comes
so
out.
So you never really know.
No, you don't. It's,
is it even close?
Sometimes it depends on what color you're starting with. You know, it's...
Wow. Yeah.
But I try, you know, I try to, like, stick to the same types of shades. You know, the one time, like, last year, I tried red, and, boy, that was that a mistake.
Yucca bunga.
I wound up washing my hair with Palmolive dishwashing detergent.
Cause to get it out?
Yeah, I called them up, but I said, this is terrible. What do I do? And they said, Palmolive.
Really?
Yep. And
dishwashing
detergent. Strips the color. Yep.
Really?
If you do it right away, it strips the color.
Huh. I'm going to wash that man right
and
out of my hair.
Yeah, it did work.
I'm going to wash that gray right out of my hair.
I'm going to wash that red right out of my hair.
Somebody complained yesterday.
My hair hasn't fallen out yet.
Wow.
That I was moving the program too fast, and that sometimes the people that are on the air with me have not finished their thought. They have not concluded their message, and I'm moving on into the next item.
Why would you care about our thoughts?
I do care. Are you talking about the audience or are you talking about me?
How's that relevant to you?
What? You talking about the audience or you talking about me?
No, our thought, me. You, why would you care about me, Jen, Roberta's thoughts?
Why would I have you here?
This is the Doug Steffen Show, by the way.
Why would I have you here if I didn't care about your thoughts? It would be counterproductive, counterintuitive.
Somebody to help, you know.
But I know I need to
advance your thoughts.
Uh-huh.
That's all we're here to do is to help advance your thoughts. Don't worry about
thoughts.
Us, Doug. Just keep moving at your pace.
Keep them moving.
Even though us smaller-minded people can't keep up with you.
Listen.
We'll tag along as best
there
we can.
There are 1,000 obstacles to your minds working as well as mine, Rich.
And this morning I feel like there's 2,000.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe 2,000.
Thank God it's Friday.
All right. So we're interested in success, regardless of how they're yanking my chain and perhaps yours, folks, as well. You can be a winner. You can't, however, be a winner and not risk. The whole point of what I was saying is there's a risk involved. In some circumstances, Roberta's suggesting you go out on the street in New York and who knows what happens to you there. In my circumstance here on the farm, there are risks. There are a lot of piece of equipment around. The animals sometimes get out, and people who don't know anything about them try to handle them in a way that is improper, and they suffer the consequences. Guy threw out, I heard, threw out his knee here because he was leading a heifer around, and it was icy.
Yeah.
And the ice is not, you know, there still are icy patches, even though the temperature is up in the 60s today, probably where you are, Richie, in the 70s.
Yeah, it'll be 70.
I'm going to bet. Roberta, you got a nice day in New York today.
Oh, yeah.
Temperature in the mid-60s. So that'll put you into the game. The weather, springtime. I just looked outside for the first time around here. The crocuses are up, the little, those first flowers that come. And that's always a neat sort of sign.
Yeah, we were walking
through
the park last week, and there's everything's just starting to pop.
Oh, yeah, all the daffodils and tulips. It's beautiful.
It is beautiful, just like you, Roberta.
Oh, thank you.
With or without your red hair.
So let me ask you this.
Yes.
To whom are you addressing?
Both of you. I guess since you brought it up, I'll ask you first, Doug.
All right.
And we kind of talked about this the other day with Dr. Jack. Realizing, oh, no, we talked about it with Uri.
Mm-hmm.
Realizing your age and acting your age. You and I do not feel our age. I do not feel physically like I'm 46. I feel like I'm 34, 35. Mm-hmm. You know, and I go to Taekwondo and I have sparring every Wednesday night and we put on the pads and go at it. And I go ride bikes and running around with my 6-year-old son, or, you know, now 7. You know, it's. And then sometimes, and I got hurt a few months ago.
Uh-huh.
You've had a couple of bang-ups in the last year or two where you're just, like, jumping off the truck, your knee, you hit your head, whatever it is. At what point in any specific activity do you go, whoa, I got to remember now, when I jump off this or when I do this, I got to remember not to. We don't just do it anymore. We think about it now before we do it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel different in the past year or two than you have in years past?
I feel different since I have had my health checkups this year, which I normally do in the wintertime, because of a few things that have made me sober up, shall we say, to the realities of aging. Will that change the way I am? Doubtful. The activity level, the way I like to live my life, the things that have been discovered, at least one of them, can be dealt with procedure and with my own intelligent attitude toward it. Actually, the other thing can be dealt with, I think, especially well by me dealing with how to cope with it, if that's really the question. But does that, well, I mean, not, does that make me want to not go on the tractor and not have the farm and not live my life according to this program, getting up every morning at 4? I mean, yesterday, I was thinking this yesterday as I was walking from the hotel where I was staying with Charlotte over to your studio across the street.
About half a block.
It's 4:15 in the morning.
And yeah.
I'm thinking to myself, okay, this is really great. There's nobody around. I had gone to bed the earlier, both nights I'd been in bed the earliest I'd been for a long time, about 8 o'clock, and I went right to sleep and felt great when I woke up. But my body tells me now, more than it used to, that I need to get a bit more sleep.
Sleep, yeah.
So I'm going to make a concerted effort to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody ought to. It doesn't make any difference.
Yeah.
What, you know, you
can't. You've always been one to buck, you know, I don't need any sleep. I don't need any sleep.
Well, I don't need as much. I haven't needed as much, but I do now.
You do, yeah.
So you need to realize that.
I do.
So if there is a change, the answer to your question, if there's a change that I realize or recognize in my own body, and this is for everybody, you recognize it, you adapt, you don't give in to it, and you don't give up.
There you go.
But you adapt. Because that's the intelligent thing to do if you want to. I just said off the air, or maybe on the air, Charlotte comes home, jumps out of the truck, runs around for an hour, and then comes in and has now her arthritis. She got a little bit of arthritis in her shoulder, and she's limping. She hasn't limped since last year, the same time she came home. And so, you know, it's like you learn that lesson. She won't stop, and she doesn't intellectually have the capacity to do anything except keep going. Whereas a human being has a little more capacity to recognize where your problems are.
She doesn't realize it until it hurts.
I have to help her correct the problem. There's nobody who's going to help me correct the problem except me.
Right.
And dealing with it. The problem, I suppose, is with a small p. But we all go through that stuff. You were going to ask that same question of Roberta.
I was.
Oh, you are?
Roberta?
I guess a couple of years ago, Doug will remember this, when I was snowboarding, I had skied for, 25 years, never had an accident, and I snowboarded maybe a dozen times, and I had a really bad accident. I snapped off my tailbone, broke my left wrist.
I remember that.
And that was one of those instances where I said, you know what, I'm probably too old. I was in my 40s at the time. I'm probably too old to take up this particular sport. This is really a sport that you should do when, you know, when you're in your teens or in your 20s is when you should start taking it up. So that was kind of a wake-up call, I think. As far as other things, I don't know. Am I more cautious? Yeah, if I'm going to jump off of something, I'm a little more cautious.
Yeah, I think I'm like that.
Yeah, so. I used to be able, you know, I wouldn't even think twice of jumping 7-8 feet off of something. I would just do it.
I am much more cautious of that.
But I'm more cautious about that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right. Yep. All right. So.
And sometimes if I'm swinging my leg over something and it's really high, I actually have to take my hand and help it up. No. Just like, oh my goodness.
As a visualization.
But I think staying active is the key.
There
I remember
is.
My
absolutely.
Grandmother.
Absolutely.
She
absolutely.
Was 92 years old and she was hoeing the garden.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It was like, whoa, how could she? And it was a big garden that she had.
Ho. Right. Your plans.
You just have to be smart.
Hold them, keep them clean.
She didn't die until she was 97.
Wow.
Keep up the good work, Roberta.
Yeah.
One of the ways you can keep up the good work is to make your eyes look years younger. The product is Lumatone, L-U-M-A-T-O-N-E. Instantly, the dark circles fade from view. Puffiness begins to disappear. The bags begin to dissipate. Those lines and the crow's feet, you will see them after about 4, 5, 6 weeks, really significantly, be gonzo. Wouldn't you like to try something like this just to see if it really worked, if it really did what the people who have produced it says it will do? I have the fix for that skepticism. You call the folks at New Vitality who have come up with a lot of great face products. I talk about them all the time here. We've all tried them. This eye treatment called Lumatone is available free by calling 800-894-3302, 894-3302, 800-894-3302. Fix the dark circles under your eyes. Get rid of the bags, the puffiness. If you look tired all the time, this cream, this Lumatone, helps you get rid of them instantly. Guess what? You get it free. Lumatone, 800-894-3302. 3302.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
The shadows start to fade as the light slips through the shade. Another morning sneaking in without a sound. Rich aroma fills the air, and really nothing can compare to that first cup of Folgers going down. The best part of waking up, Folgers in your car.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Heather from Bakersfield writes, how do you feel about rain? Well, Heather, if you're talking about the downpour of savings people are getting on their motorcycle insurance with Geico, then I love it.
It's quite literally a money monsoon.
Ooh, a late afternoon cash shower.
And those riders who combine their motorcycle and auto insurance will have an even higher chance of savings cloudbursts.
Now, the only kind of rain I don't like is the wet kind. Humidity makes my hair frizz.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Okay, so a lot of American Idol action here. Certainly we're down one. There's some interesting material from Ellen DeGeneres' program, too, which we'll get into as we focus on television later on in the half hour. Pia Toscano appeared on that program, and she's been the subject of much discussion after being bumped, booted, retired from American Idol. Here's somebody who's going to end up just fine. Thank you very much. The program started, Lauren and Scotty performed together. Scotty is the country phenom. And Lauren is the 16, 17-year-old that has quite the pipes. How old is McCreary? He's about 17, 18.
Yeah, he's right.
So they could be boyfriend, girlfriend. Yeah. Lady Antebellum song, American Honey. These people sound pretty mature for being teenagers, don't you think, Roberta?
Absolutely. They're incredible.
Yeah.
For that age.
Yeah.
This is good.
Yeah.
This is good.
Yeah, this is good.
Right. This is almost something you could put on the radio.
Yeah,
right
it
away.
Really is.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. Oh, he's so good. Oh, man.
Yeah. American Honey.
Good.
All right. So that's a song that seemed to go over well. The 8 finalists performed Animal. I don't know this song.
I cannot stand when all of them sing together.
Isn't that the most awful thing?
It sounds like the Brady Bunch whenever they do
that. I don't know why they do that. Everybody just screams.
All right. Here are Haley and Casey performing. Casey Abrams and Haley, who looked like she was going to have a problem, Haley Reinhardt, performing Moaning. It's a jazz tune.
I'm alone and gray in the blue. I'm so tired of paying no dues. And walls have got me moaning. Lord, I spend plenty of days and nights alone with my grief, alone with my grief. Lord, I pray, really and truly pray, somebody will come and make me believe. Every morning,
all right, we cut to the chase. Paul McDonald is the one who got booted. And so, there are a couple of workings around that. Look like I think that this young lady, Haley, is the next one to go. She was in the bottom three the last night. So how much of this did you watch, Roberta?
A little bit of it, just to see the results at the end.
Yeah. All right, so, Richie, Rob Reiner was there, and we're all trying to figure out. I didn't see this. He added words to the Chariots of Fire tune.
I believe that it was movie theme week, and that's why he was there.
Music from movies. A song can sometimes set up an entire movie. Somebody's favorite movie is Chariots of Fire. Well, there's, you know, iconic music. Da 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 da. Well, I wrote lyrics to it, and it would have been a lot better if they'd used those lyrics. The movie would have been a big hit. We're running on the beach now. We're running by the water. We're running in slow-mo. We're kicking up sand. And there's the Jewish guy in front. And there comes the Christian guy behind. I wonder who's going to win. It's going to be close. You know, that kind of thing. Make some movie work.
He's funny.
He's so New York Jewish. He really is.
The guy is a brilliant guy.
Very good director, producer, good actor.
Yeah.
All right, so Kelly Clarkson was there last night. And when was she a winner? How long ago was she a winner?
She was season one.
Yeah, first time around. Wow.
Yeah.
All right, here she takes Richie, play 15-15, taking a shot at Ryan.
Would you have a favorite?
Keep rephrasing them.
I did? What did you tweet about Casey?
He's certainly delicious. He's cute. I just mean you don't say the whole thing.
It's a very short result show. You know, I've got to get right to it.
Okay.
That went.
Ouch.
Good night, everybody.
Wow.
See you later.
Wow. I'm running it. I'm sorry.
Give it all
to
Sandy.
We're going to turn this into a daytime chat show right now.
She's growing some chops.
There you go. 28 past the hour. Time for Shelley Palmer on Good Day.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, YouTube instituted a 3-strike policy for those uploading copyrighted material. Violators must watch a short video explaining copyright law and are required to take a multiple choice quiz. Completing YouTube's copyright school will allow suspended users to regain good standing on the site. In other news, Comcast launched a new high-speed internet service that boasts download speeds of 105 megabits per second. This is nearly 10 times faster than typical cable internet and could have users downloading an HD movie in only 5 minutes. And finally, Research in Motion launched its first tablet PC, the Playbook. The 7-inch tablet runs a unique operating system that will run Android apps with an update this summer. Right now, the Playbook has about 3,000 available apps and costs between $500 and $700. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
There's no guarantee a penny saved is a penny earned. No guarantee a word to the wise is sufficient. Even with conventional wisdom, guarantees are few and far between. But when you invest in municipal bonds insured by Assured Guarantee, every dime of principal and interest is guaranteed. Savvy investors rely on Assured Guarantee's financial strength and municipal credit experience. For insured municipal bonds, talk to your financial advisor or visit Think Assured.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
It's 33 after the hour now. I'm Doug Steffen along with Roberta Fasanelli, related to the actor of the same name who's in Nip Tuck. What is he in? I forget what he's in. He was in Nip Tuck, wasn't he, Roberta?
Who?
Yes, he was. Your cousin, Ralph, or Paul, or whatever his name is, Fred?
Peter Fasanelli?
Peter Fasanelli, yeah.
He was in 6 Feet Under.
6 Feet Under, okay.
Well, and now he's in the...
Nurse Jackie.
Yeah, okay.
And he's in the Twilight series.
Is he?
The movies, yes. He's the senior, you know, vampire.
He's got the longest teeth. Is that what that is? What's that all about?
No, he's like the head of the clan, the dad, you know.
Yeah, the big time person. Paul McDonald got knocked off last night from American Idol. We have a couple of more bits and pieces of that as we have time. Plus, Pia appears on the Ellen Show. I'm doing Jennifer's job for her because she is not here today. We'll be back on Monday. Roberta's going away for a week or so. So we have an exciting opportunity to feature Roberta right now as the queen of cheap. Lots of deals this week. Free coffee,
freebie
free french
Friday.
Fries. It's Freebie Friday.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster dive. It's Roberta Fasanelli.
Free bowling.
Yeah,
free candy. Free ice cream.
This is a real cool one. This goes all through the summer.
Yeah.
And your kids can bowl free. We have the way you can do it. It's on the DougSteffen.com lifestyle website. Right now you can bowl 2 free games per day all summer long. It's just an incredible
really?
Deal. Yep. Incredible for those hot summer
that.
Days. You go and you go into the bowling alley. It's nice and cool. You get a couple of sodas and a couple of things to eat and bowl. It's great, great family fun.
Yeah, and there's such healthy food at the bowling alley.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you can bring your own sandwiches. Though, you know, some of the bowling alley now are really getting upscale. They have sushi bars.
I love bowling. Yeah. I think bowling's so much fun.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what. We did the mistake one day. 3 of my friends, we all decided, let's take the kids and go to that really nice bowling alley in Bethesda. And we'll, you know, bowl 4 or 5 games. We had 2 or 3 alleys. Everybody got pizza and hot dogs and, you know, a couple of sodas and everything. $350 later.
Oh, my goodness.
And we were jaws on the ground. So let me tell you something. We always do the cheap bowling alley.
This is free bowling. Yeah, this is free
bowling.
Free
bowling.
Okay, if you have a CVS card, that's a drugstore chain, you can get free drink or candy. You have to set up a Twitter account, but then we have they'll email a printable coupon to you and expires on the 17th. So that's kind of cool.
I have a Twitter account.
Okay,
I can do
there you
that.
Go. On the 18th, Maggie Moos are giving away free mini ice cream sundaes. And we have the link where you could even find if there's a Maggie Moos near you. We have free Origins Cleanser with a trade-in. That's for Earth Day. What you do is to Origins Retail Store or Department Store and trade in any of your existing skincare products, and they'll give you a free Origins Skincare Cleanser. Free sample of Carefree Actifresh, free sample of EOS hand lotion, Bath and Body Works. If you're traveling for the summer for your vacation, they'll give you a free travel-sized item. We have the printable coupon for you, and it expires April 20th, so don't wait on that one. And all of these are on the DougStefan.com website, along with a whole bunch of other stuff. Just poke around under the Queen of Cheap and see what's available. The stuff there is archived all week long and even some older stuff, too. So go and take a look. Some
take a look. Or they are at your service and on your side at DougStefan.com. Dr. Ken has some information about apples and your heart health this week. And there's some pretty sobering information there today about, actually there have been a number of things in here this week that were pretty sobering from Ken's point of view, the connection between the economy and suicide rates. And then there's help from our supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, information on shopping with diabetes. That is, if you have diabetes, what do you have to be careful about? What are you eating? And how are you eating? And you notice how everything – I've always been one who pronounced gerundives. Mm-hmm. But have you noticed that how people, because of Charlie Sheen, he's a better teacher than I am, apparently. Winning.
Yeah.
People are now emphasizing I'm winning or waiting or eating or helping.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that? People are more pronounced with that. It seems kind of
– duh. Silly. Winning.
Winning. Right.
Oops. Winning.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Some of our videos of the day this week at DougStefan.com. You see, Richie, I think there's some audio. You know what I'd like to do?
What's that?
Not now, because I don't want to take away from my TV time. I want to go through. We haven't had a lot of time to spend on videos and some of the audio that's there to sort of tweak the audience. But I think that it would be a good thing for us to do that. A lot of information. My God, there's so much stuff going on. Our poll yesterday, by the way, how much you're paying for gas. This is pretty important. 54% said between $3.75 and $4 a gallon. 24% of you who responded to the poll at DougStefan.com said between $3.50 and $3.75. 16% of you said over $4. That's New York. Going through New York yesterday, Roberta.
Mm-hmm.
And even in southern Connecticut. A lot of this is nothing but foolishness. You know that, right? This whole thing is a ruse, a scam, and a push. So now that we're close to $4, what? And nobody that's supposedly in power is doing anything because it's not in their interest. I mean, Obama, you'd think, would be trying everything he could to get people thinking about him in terms of re-election. You can run Mickey Mouse against him.
This is a death nail. If you don't do something.
Right. And speaking of that, today's poll, what do you think of Donald Trump?
God, this is funny.
A, I'd vote for him.
Uh-huh.
B, another aging rich white guy.
All right.
C, he's just trying to drum up ratings for his TV show.
Possible.
D, I don't trust him.
Yeah.
E, what's with his hair?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
He's not, the only thing that keeps him from being credible with me is this birther stuff. I think that is the most ridiculous, stupidest stuff. This is back to common sense. Why would Trump put himself in that position if he really was serious about wanting, because that'll kill whatever. People aren't buying they buy a lot of stuff or don't buy a lot of stuff from Obama in terms of what they think of him. But most everybody who's got any sense at all has gone way beyond the birther stuff, way beyond it. So you just have to wonder why he's going down that path.
I don't know. He's got enough money to have people do research, and he wouldn't be out there jumping on it if he didn't believe there was something there.
Yeah. But there's more important things about him,
I
think.
There's something more important than proving that your president was actually born in
the
United States.
You know, he was born in Hawaii. I don't think there's any doubt about that. However. All right. Rich has now become a birther.
No. No, I'm past it at this point. I think all of this should have, this argument should have been done by the FEC before he became a candidate,
right.
Barack Obama. Mm-hmm. Now that he's the president, hey, man, he's here. Let's
he's
go.
He's the president. Let's get president. That's my bomb.
That's right.
All right. So in a moment, we get to the circumstance that presents itself. A couple of more things from American Idol television in general. The person who won came close to winning $1 million. There's a show called Minute to Win It. You know
that
show?
Yeah, that's actually pretty cool.
So we have an outtake from that. Plus, Simon's paycheck has been revealed. We have that for you.
Jennifer. By Simon.
Yeah, Simon. I mean, when you say that's one of those one name, you don't have to. When you say Simon, everybody knows who you're talking about. It's not Paul Simon. Paul Simon, you got to use both of his names. Simon, everybody knows. When you say Simon.
Simon Le Bon.
Yeah. That's not his
is
name.
Very upset because he used to be Simon.
Upset. That's right, exactly. Singer in what group? What's he in?
It's those guys.
Those guys, yeah. Somebody will call us. 800-510-8255. Number for the answer to that question. And any other help you would like to be to us, for us, you are certainly encouraged to always
Duran,
help.
Duran, sorry.
I was thinking, you know, why didn't I say that?
Duran,
I thought
Duran.
Duran, and I didn't say it.
Oh, man.
Why didn't I say it? What's the matter with me?
Because you were scared.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I'm afraid.
You held back.
Yes, I did. Duran, what did Duran. He say? 17 and a half before the hour on Good Day.
At Clinique, color is in bloom. See for yourself at Macy's. It's Clinique bonus time, and the best of spring beauty is free with your purchase of $21.50 or more. It's your choice and our treat. A violet or pink color collection with eyeshadow, blush, and a Can't Buy It Anywhere lipstick and gloss duo. There are other goodies, too. All free with your Clinique purchase of $21.50 or more. That's a $60 value. Clinique bonus now at Macy's. Skin is just happier here. Come find out why. One gift to a client, please, while supplies last.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything from headaches to dandruff. And now with price cuts, my wallet feels a lot better, too. They cut prices on hundreds of items I need every day.
Side effects of price cuts include feeling good about yourself, humming, and spontaneously high-fiving total strangers.
Yo, up top.
This week, get extra laundry detergent for $1.49 and M&M's for $1.97 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends MetaFast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend MetaFast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The MetaFast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MetaFastKen.com. That's MetaFastKen.com. Or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details. MetaFastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
I have PTSD. Once I was back from Iraq, I was distant from everybody in my family.
We had a reunion of our unit, and you hear these spouses say, "Is your husband doing that? My husband's doing that too. I thought it was just us." And really understanding that, hey, this is a common experience.
I learned more to listen to what he was saying, and that made it easier for me to understand where his pain was coming from.
Resources are available for military families. Learn more at realwarriors.net.
For the Wireless Minute, I'm Jeff Levy, the digital doctor. With the royal wedding only a few weeks away, there are a few apps out there that would be really helpful to Kate or any bride planning a spring wedding. If you're in a 4G market, 4G devices and apps can really take some of that stress out of your big day. Here's Kathleen Dunleavy for Sprint 4G.
Weddings are stressful, but there are some mobile apps that can help. For brides, there's a makeup app called Glamzy that gives you makeup tips, and it lets you try out your makeup virtually to get the right look. And for the men, Necktie is an app that gives step-by-step tying instructions for a whole variety of knots, because no one wants to be the groomsman who can't tie his own necktie.
To learn more about how 4G can help with your wedding, visit sprint.com/4G. Coverage not available everywhere. The Sprint 4G network reaches over 70 markets and counting on select devices.
The Next Step and Good Day program, it's 14 before the hour now. Roberta Fasanelli and Richie and I focusing again for a moment on American Idol. Jacob, let's see here, Paul and Stefano and James, I think, are all singing Mrs. Robinson.
Yes, to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more and you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I mean, Roberta. All right, so this is junk. Rihanna was on the program last night performing California King Bed. What is this, California King Bed?
That's one of her songs.
Do we care? Let's just listen to the outtake of the first. This is the first. He's the first of the guys to leave. It's Paul McDonald.
Here we go with the first guy to leave the Idol stage. After the nationwide vote, that guy is Paul Stefano. You are safe.
All right, so that pretty much says it all for American Idol.
Done.
This week. Now, the controversy over Pia Toscano, who appeared on the Ellen DeGeneres program yesterday, she talks a bit about knowing that her time was up. She's tried 5 times. Did you know that? To get to audition 5 times. Right, yeah. Exactly. Huh. All right, so anyway, here she is talking to Ellen.
No, the night before I said to my parents, I don't know why I have this feeling that I'm going to be in the bottom tomorrow, so don't be upset. And sure enough, I was. And I just had a feeling the entire time that it could be my time to go.
Really?
But you had done well. There was no the song, that you sang was beautiful.
Thank you.
I had a great time with my last song, River Deep, Mountain High. I had such a blast. But I just had a feeling.
Well, vibes, thoughts are things.
Right.
All of that stuff. You think it, and it happens. Anyway, she was, as I said, 5 times. She had stage fright. Richie, play cut 1506, will you?
I'm a little shy, too, so I would get a little stage fright before I went on stage, and I was so worried about, hitting all the right notes and all that stuff that maybe I didn't perform as much as I should have, but on my group nights, I came out, and because I didn't have to really worry about the song as much, I had fun.
Right.
So, I mean, it's something I'm definitely going to work on, and I have it in me, so.
If Jennifer were here, she'd want to know about the rumor is Pia and Mark Ballas, and she says that he's just a friend.
Who's Mark Ballas?
Whatever.
From Dancing with the Stars.
Ah.
All right. You can play 1507, Richie, if you want.
And now you have a very handsome boyfriend, I understand. And how's that going?
I'm really just focusing right now on my music.
That's a good answer.
I just met him, a very sweet guy.
Yeah. Sweet guy.
Yeah.
It's that guy from Dancing with the Stars. So y'all are hanging out, and that's great.
We're just friends.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. All right. So, Richie, cut 1503 is about something I don't quite understand. There's some controversial segment on American Idol.
A much, much stronger singer than Miley Cyrus.
Oh, my God.
You got to bury her on this song.
Oh, okay.
One person thinks Miley Cyrus is
This is Steven Tyler saying.
And that's Miley Cyrus.
People who feel they have to insult somebody else to give you a compliment. Yeah. It's like, why?
Yeah. You tell them, Joy. All right, let's get to some of the other things that are going on in the world of television. A lot of people are upset today because ABC announced yesterday they have canceled both All My Children and One Life to Live. All My Children has been on ABC for 41 years. It'll be over in the fall. And One Life to Live has been for 43 years on ABC. That ends in January. They're going to be replaced by two new lifestyle programs, The Chew and The Revolution.
Which are cheaper to produce, shall we know.
Right. The move leaves them with one Daytime Sobeys General Hospital.
Unbelievable.
Which has been on the network since 1963.
How much does it cost to produce one of those soap operas?
Probably a lot more than it does to produce the Chew.
Well, these things, these reality stupid shows.
You pay one Ellen, and it's a lot cheaper than paying 35 daily production.
Right.
And yeah.
Yep.
Charlie Sheen has been told by the folks at Two and a Half Men to shut up because he's not coming back. And that pretty much caps that story.
Yeah, he keeps saying 85% chance of coming back. Whatever.
51 after on Good Day.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new sight glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Do you have a low or malfunctioning thyroid gland? Did you know that fluoride from toothpaste or water can damage your thyroid? Did you know that your thyroid controls your intelligence, mood, metabolism, energy, and body heat levels? You can support a return to normal thyroid function by stopping your exposure to the toxic elements fluoride, chlorine, bromide, and mercury, and by detoxifying the same. The body's number one detoxifier of these elements is glutathione. Unheated whey protein from grass-fed cows is the number one superfood for raising glutathione. One World Whey is the first ever truly cold-processed whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is undenatured and has the highest bioactivity of any whey protein on the market. The health benefits are real, and the taste is amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, WHEY.com.
Past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Tom Parsons here from bestbears.com. You go to DougSteffens.com, see Tom's picture in the contributors box, click on that, and you'll go to the special deals this week. We were just talking about special deals for June or July and how the traveler needs to find a way to get around what the airlines will force you into, paying more money in July. So you have to do what you don't want to do, but what's Expedia, what's good for the airlines is good for you. That's it, right? Pretty much, if you want to save a few bucks, you got to travel in June or August. Forget about traveling in July, because it's not convenient for the airline to put on any more planes. Now, I've heard that there are, that this season, that most of the legacy airlines are trying somehow or other, I don't know how they do this, to push out a few more planes in every category. If you have a set number of pilots, how do you make that work for you? Do the pilots just fly more?
Or they use bigger planes. They take some of their, they were using smaller planes. They put bigger planes on that route, or that way they put more capacity.
Yeah.
It's all dollars and cents. That's what all it comes down to. But again, you can travel in July. We did have a sale this week, and we might see one next week again too. But you had to fly Tuesdays and Wednesdays, but that ended at midnight last night. And in the case of Virgin America, they've been running a sale. It goes until the middle of June, and then it kicks back in at the end of August. So Everybody's trying to protect that 6 weeks right around the middle of the peak summer to get high dollar, and that's the way the game is played. But last week we did have some Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday sales that were like Boston to Dallas was $5.98 for weekend travel, and this week if you went midweek Tuesday, Wednesdays, it went down to $2.49 round trip. So if you're flexible, you're probably going to have to be a little flexible unless you love to spend $598. That's all what it comes down to.
Wonderful. Terrific.
Right. It comes down to that. Wow. That's all it is. I still think when you think about the kids that are out of school for the summer,
yeah,
there's no reason. Their schedule is very flexible as far as I'm concerned. And if you're work week, there's no reason why you have to take off on a Saturday to start your vacation. You can start it Monday through Friday. I mean, I know people in my office do that all day long. And it's amazing how I talk to folks, and they said, I got to leave on a Friday, Saturday, and then I tell them the price. You know what? Maybe I can take off on Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday.
We just did that when we went to Disney, Tom. We went Wednesday to Tuesday.
Yeah. I mean, if that saves you money, and in this case, thousands of dollars, you got to be flexible. There are ways around the game, but you're just going to have to. You might not be able to fly when you really want to fly, but by moving your schedule 1 or 2 days, you can do that. Matter of fact, we did put up on your site today at bestfares.com. Actually, on your page too, 10 of the promotional coupons, but most of them in, except for Europe and Asia. Yeah, most of them in by June 15th, but there's 10 different promotional coupons from Hawaiian Airlines, JetBlue, to Southwest Airlines, to Virgin America, and there's some European ones that will go through the summer, though, but on British Airways and Lufthansa, so you can still knock anywhere between $50 to $100 off your European airfare, too.
All right, let's talk about how it is that Air France has a pilot that doesn't see another plane and runs over the tail, and how that gives people any confidence in the system or not.
Well, that was, you're moving a couple football fields across the, those guys have to.
The plane is on the left. The guy in the seat, the pilot seat's on the left side of the plane. The plane he runs into is on the left side. It's only 40 feet off the runway. The wingspan of the plane is 200 feet. How smart do you have to be to stop the plane?
Also, I think I'm not sure. I mean, that's why they're going to investigate it. Somebody's asleep
someplace. The TSA, air traffic controllers in this country obviously have a serious problem. I mean, air traffic should have seen that and stopped the plane. Or the pilot should have seen it and stopped the plane.
One of the biggest problems we still have is that run when you're on that runway or tarmac going from, actually Boston doesn't even have that many runways, but you do have to, cross over. Mm. It's one of the serious times while you're out there, and what they need to do is put more of those little bleepers, so like little GPSs, so they know where you are on the runway and where the other planes are too. But
it turns out people more than anything else on travel, the TSA. And stories like this week with them patting down that 6-year-old girl, that turns people completely off. The guys that run these airlines must just shriek when they see that, because that's the kind of stuff they have no control over. And people see that and say, I'm not going to put my family through that. Tom Parsons with the deals.